1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
Every one of us growing up remembers being in school and having to sit through one of those anti-drug seminars.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Totally works.
Where some boring grown-up shows you a big slideshow saying, you see this girl? She did drugs.
Yeah.
And what happened? She got backstage at a Tiesto concert.
No.
And then
no.
She dropped out of school. And she's been sailing around on a yacht in Barcelona for months.
Yeah,
don't. And has never had to get a job.
Yeah.
Don't be like her.
Is that what you want?
Yeah. No.
Free yacht rides in the Mediterranean and backstage at concerts?
Principal Jeffrey.
Kind of.
Bottom line, there must be a better way.
Okay.
And a better speaker out there.
Okay.
And that's why our own Jose Bolaños is stepping in to be the featured presenter at a local high school's upcoming drug awareness assembly.
You know, you need to find an expert.
Yeah. Absolutely, and that's me.
So we'll see what the vice principal of the school thinks when he actually talks to him in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello, this is Vice Principal Ray.
Hey, my name's Max.
Hey, Max, how can I help you?
I'm the guy for the thing at the what's it called? Assembly. The assembly.
Oh.
I'm the assembly guy for tomorrow.
You're the motivational speaker for the drug and alcohol awareness?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah, they are, dude. They are great.
What?
Drugs, I mean. I was talking about drugs.
Okay. Could you just give me an idea of what kind of experience you have?
Not a whole lot with public speaking, but I think once they hear the stuff that I've actually done, that's going to be where they learn the most.
Okay.
Have you ever been to Bali before?
No.
Hey, so when is this thing? Sorry, what? Did you say something? No, you go first.
Okay, and I don't understand the question about Bali. I've not been to Bali. I don't know what that has to do with.
Hey, what time is? When does this thing happen again?
This thing.
This thing. When?
Are you talking about the assembly?
Yeah, that.
10 a.m. Which that should have been in the packet that they sent you. You got that? Yeah.
Don't know anything about the packet, but okay. All right, I may be able to possibly make it.
I mean, possibly doesn't work. I mean, 10 a.m. is when it starts, so you actually should be there a little bit before that.
Can you just call me at, let me think, like 8:30 to remind me? And like, if I don't wake up, call me again at 9 just in case, because sometimes...
No, we don't do wake-up calls. Son, this is a school, okay? This is not a hotel.
Hey, what's up with the ride scenario? Are you guys like gonna send a car or something? Because I can't, I got a court thing.
Oh my god!
Like what do I call a provision? Like a provision deal? They
a
said
court
I couldn't
provision?
Get in a car.
You have a court provision? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Max, if I'm being honest with you, I don't know if I feel comfortable with you coming in and speaking to our students.
Totally, that's cool. So when do I get paid?
Are you hearing me?
What?
This is about drug and alcohol awareness, okay? Wow. And I know that the superintendent set this up, and he said that you were a good speaker, but you know what? I'm starting to get some warning signs right now.
Hey,
okay?
Hey, that's part of my speech.
What is?
Warning signs, man. When do you know you've had too many drugs?
What?
It's a very important part of awareness or whatever you guys are calling it over there.
Oh my god, is this real?
It's
is this
like
a real
when
thing?
I was in Bali, right? And I was on the beach.
Hey, Max.
And it
Max,
turns
you know
out
I don't Max, I don't want to hear this, okay? What is are you high right now?
No.
Because you know what? It sounds like you're high right now, okay? And it's starting to worry me. Hey, Max. Oh, my God. What are you doing? Did you just rip a bong while you were talking to me right now? Is that what I just heard?
That was cough medicine. I'm kind of sick.
Okay, you know what? This isn't going to happen. Max, if you show up at my school tomorrow, security will throw you out. You understand? Stay away from my school.
Hey, bro, Mr. Vice P, okay?
My name is Mr.
All right, Mr. R, I apologize. I just, you need to chill, bro. You sound uptight.
Hey, listen to me.
This is all just a prank phone call, bro. I mean, chill.
What are you talking about? Hey, Stoner.
Oh, this is actually Jose from Brooke and Jeffrey. I'm doing a phone tap on you. Woo!
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Man, this is some good stuff.
Oh, that freaked me. Are you serious?
I'm serious. It's all a prank, man. Your office manager, Teresa, set you up.
Oh.
She said it's been stressful dealing with you lately. You've been really uptight, so she wanted to loosen you up, get you laughing a little bit. So.
Oh, great. Great. Oh, my God.
And
oh
don't worry. You don't need to give security my name and face. All schools in this area already have it.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Oh, man. Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.